Lewis, Shite, we in the building. Franchise ENT, let's rock. Hey, ha! Now I got plenty of haters, cause all I know is bout. Stacks up in my pocket and I'm buying out the mall. And my swag against the law,
my swag against the law.
Yeah, my swag against the law,
my swag against the law. You can tell I got it, I'm living like a clown. I can buy whatever, no matter the count.
Yeah, my swag against the law,
my swag against the law.
Yeah, my swag against the law.
Underground Talk Radio, Cat Daddy, salute.
Salute. Hey, we got a good show planned for him. Hot ass show planned for him tonight. Got Miss Treese from Cashville, Tennessee. She coming through. Let us know what she got going on. Then we got Mem 10 Block Hall ENT. He stopping through. Hey, he doing it big in Richmond, Virginia. He got a whole lot of things to talk about with us tonight. What he got going on. New mixtape about to drop. So it's about to go down.
Turned up ENT, man. You know how they get down, man. Shout out to Richmond, Virginia. Shout out to Nashville, Cashville, Tennessee. Shout out to the entire United States. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in around the world, man. We salute y'all.
We salute y'all. Hey, for real. We got new joints from all around the country. Hey, what's going on around your way?
Man, you know, man, I ain't even been around my way, man. I've been rocking with artists all over the United States, as usual, all around the world, as usual. You know, so got to shout out London, the UK, you know what I'm saying? They over there rocking out, doing their thing. I got to shout out the Bahamas, too, man. Y'all stand up, man. I got a lot of artists that I'm going to be introducing to you guys real soon, man.
Yeah, the Bahamas going real crazy. Speaking of the Bahamas, hey, shout out to Dog Boy, but the Bahamas going real crazy. My phone,
you already know.
My phone keep winging with the Bahamas coming in.
242, stand up. Y'all already know what it is, man.
Hey, you already know what it is. Dog Boy, what it do? This Keep It 100 track, that was a certified banger.
Man, tore the speakers up, man. I'm definitely rocking with Dolly Boy, man. He already know what it is, too, man. We getting it, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, though. Definitely a good show. We're going to get it popping all night long.
All night long, from start to finish. But you don't want to miss nothing. You don't want to miss nothing. You out there listening. You got tracks on here. Hey, you better call in and get your votes up. Taking over the station, joint star tonight.
Yeah, hey, I know I want to take over the station. I know you want to take over the station. It's one of the hottest radio stations in the world. So you definitely want to take over the station. Make sure you get all your people to call in. Matter of fact, my vote, well, I can't even vote yet. I can't vote yet, but I do like that first track we heard tonight, man. That was banging.
Yeah, that was banging. Hey, Ma, I can't even vote neither, because there's so many, I got so many hard tracks. I don't know where to start and where to finish.
Yeah, I know, right? I was about to vote too soon. See, homeboy, you almost had my vote, man. What was their names again?
Hey, that was the Power Circle right there.
Oh, okay. Well, salute to the Power Circle, man. I've been hearing that name around, man. It's your boy, DJ Casper Banks, and I'm shouting you out right now. Power Circle, keep doing y'all's thing, and I'm loving that track right there. And, man, hey, y'all need to get at me. Hit me up after the show, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can talk about something to do with that track, man. We need to, I've heard that name. The whole world need to hear that name. And if Cat Daddy rocking with you, I'm definitely rocking with you.
Yeah, the whole world need to hear that name. They going to bed, you know?
Yeah. Sound like it, man. I know good music when I hear it, man. I hear a lot of music all day, Cat Daddy. I know you hear a lot of music, too. So you know what it's like to get that crazy music that don't make no sense in your mailbox sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
the music that somebody else destroy, I get Destroyville, and then I get good music.
Yeah, straight up, right? Because last year you got that the cat that destroyed the love song.
Then I get good music. It come, hey. Well, the only thing I can say, I get about one out of every ten be bad. So that's a good ratio. I like that ratio.
You feel me though? Right? Yeah, it's been about the same for me, man. For me, let me think. Man, I ain't got no bad songs in a long time. But then again, I got a lot of music that I got to check out, man. Because I got some cats that, you know, they got some projects they want me to participate in, but I told them, you know, I can't jump on it if I can't stand behind the music. But as far as music's most wanted artists, all of those artists, I stand behind them from volume 1, 2, and we about to be introducing 3 to the world real soon, too.
Man, 3 going to be off the chain, so y'all want to stay tuned for 3. 3,
man, that Street Coalition going to be off the chain. I can't wait to hear that thing, man. For everybody that don't know, that's that new mixtape coming from my man Cat Daddy and Underground Talk Radio. That thing going to be nuts, man.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. You're going to see that real soon. It's going to be crazy.
Nah, you already know, man. Hey, man, matter of fact, we're going to have to talk after the show, man. I think I got some artists that might be interested in that.
Okay, for sure. For sure. And hey, It's going to be out the chain, so, hey, you want to stay tuned for that and be willing looking out for it, because it's going to be everywhere.
Yes, sir. I stand behind that, man. Anything that comes from Underground Talk Radio, I stand behind it 100%.
For sure. And we're going to get right back to you. We about to get to the Country Cage doing white quick. This wow.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Black bitch, have thick nails, dead purdy like an actress. Headstands, rubber band, booty in the mastiff. Pull a grin up in my hand and watch that bitch do backflips. Show up on the blow up, I'm like, hold up, dog, I can't even go. Got Reaper gleaning, ecstasy on in me, boy, don't need a little more. That reeking that I seen last week got me so drooled, I'ma need a little more. I'ma give up to the bees, if a nigga can't squeeze what's between them knees, but I get it, but I know you're looking for answers to Minneapolis, girl, they. And all out to campus, them Tallahassee girls, they. They'll hold you for ransom in ATL, them girls, they. And Webster the Woods, you know which nail, them girls, they. Red tanks, blue, green, Skittles must make all their clothes. Mixed drinks, bunks, lane, early Christmas for patrol. Fruit thieves choose me down to come up out their clothes. Y'all too hoes to do the clutch bones.
Kids, what it do? Artists out of Florida, he tearing up the Florida scene right now. But you want
to get it soon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cats out there coming up out of that Florida, man. They turning up real big down there, man. Shout out to all the Florida boys, man. I'm telling you, man, it's a ton of them. But most definitely, man, Country Case has got to be one of the hottest. Mm-hmm. I got to say that again. Country Case has got to be one of the hottest. Coming up out of there, man, because he's one of the hottest rappers and artists that I've ever heard.
Hey, He gotta be one of the hottest in that Florida. Hey, that Florida bed with music done got, hey, it done got back where it used to be at. Hey,
most Florida. Definitely, man. They turning up, man, big time. I guess they want you to know it's more than Ross down there, man.
Yeah, it's more than Ross down there in Florida. Florida getting back to the spot where it used to be when Trick Daddy had Trick Daddy, Prize, and some of everybody coming out of Florida.
You know what? I actually think that it's doing even better, man, because the artists that I've been getting and hearing from out of there, man, wow. Hey, man, I guess that's a big compliment to Florida right there. You know what I'm saying? Florida, y'all keep on doing y'all thing. I got artists out of Miami. Man, I got quite a few of them, man. Shout out to J-Rock, he in the land. Mash, Young Mash, he out there in Miami. He doing his thing, man. He got that song, Cheater. We gonna still introduce that to the world, man. He been so busy, I just ain't had a, you know, I ain't been able to get him out. But he gonna definitely come out. Trill Will, he out of Florida. You know what I'm saying? Man, there's so many Florida artists, it's crazy. Shout out to Kano. Shout out to Deacon Brown.
They killing them down in Florida, especially my boy Boss Hall. He'll be up in here later on tonight. I'm gonna let him tell you what he got going on, but I love the way what he's doing. Hey, I had a question on how important you think is for artists to diversify what they doing, because I see Boss Hall, he diversifying what he doing a whole lot. He just ain't no rapper. He a brand.
Yeah, a brand, an artist, all of that, man. It's extremely important to switch it up, man. You know, that's how you create something that's not the normal out here. I mean, the world is looking for something different. Not only is he different, I mean, he can also be positive, you know, a positive role model for definitely his city, his state, you know, his community. But, I mean, even more than that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, as an artist, you know, he's got something, a different style, a different swag to it. So, you know, he's definitely creative, man. I think it's important that you have to be able to switch it up. You can't keep on doing the same thing forever, you know. It's like reinventing the wheel over and over again.
Yeah.
That ain't what the world needs right now.
That ain't what the world needs. Hey, you got to brand yourself, do different things. And I see a whole lot of artists. He ain't one of them I can name. He only one of them I can name, but it's a whole lot. It's they building a brand. David Champion, what it do? Lil Dirty Black, what it do? They can't forget about my boy King Lon the Great, what it do? Legend. Hey, them brands. You see?
Yeah.
You see them on the track, and then you might see their name on a party or promoting something. Hey, they everywhere.
Yeah, man, most definitely, man. You know, you got to be able to do that. You definitely want to – you can't just be one track, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of cats, they like, you know, I'm a rapper. I'm the rapper. Well, sometimes you got to take that hat off and you got to be the manager, then you got to take that hat off, be the promoter. You know, you got to be more than just an artist in this industry, in this game. I mean, if you want to make it big, if you want to stay local, it's easy to just fall into, you know, I just do what I have to, you know, make the locals think that you're doing more than what you really are. But I mean, that if you really want to be an artist and you want to be out here, you got to know how to switch the hats up, like, you know, like my man Cat Daddy said, like Memph 10 and the Block Hog ENT. And a lot more. I mean, we can go on all day. I got an artist. He's out of Florida and New York, actually. Salute to Mike Nice. He definitely just had one of his songs. You know, he just got done working on an ESPN collaboration. That's amazing. But I got some projects from him, and he's like, look, man, I'm not going to give you the trap music. I'm sure you get enough of that.
Yeah.
It made me laugh because I do get a lot of trap music. You got to be able to switch it up. I mean, you know, ESPN, that's major. I mean, if you really want to be an artist, you got to be able to switch it up like that. You want to be able to, you know, hit up the ESPN, you know, the TV commercials. And you know what I'm saying? Because I tell artists all the time, give me the same music that you would give to Puff Daddy. that you would give to Jay-Z. And you wouldn't believe what they'll hand you anyway.
they'll hand you a whole lot. Some artists, that's all they know. But, hey, you got to switch the game up because the game ain't always going to be the same. I read a quote the other day that said, if you doing your music to the time now, by the time you come out, music going to be changed and you going to be old. So you gotta stay above the curve. You can do your music now, but you gotta put a little more effort, a little more creation to it to make your music better. So you'll be ahead of the curve, so you won't be wiped out with the curve. So when the curve change, and you don't get left on the curve.
Straight up, that make a lot of sense. As a matter of fact, man, you know. Even if you need help, you know, don't ever have too much pride to, you know, assemble a team. At the end of the day, it's not who gets there first. Just get there. Everybody can get there. There's enough room for everybody to shine. You know, your fan base might not be the other artist's fan base or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, when you come together with another artist, like even a producer, don't have too much pride to say to the producer, hey, look, I need a hand coming up with a hook. You don't have to always be the one to come up with the best ideas. It's okay to let other people shine in the areas that they're good at, as well as, you know, you should expect them to let you shine in the areas that you're good at the same way.
Same way, because everybody got a weakness, everybody got a strong part. Hey, find your weaknesses and find somebody with their strong point and let them help you with that. Hey, you strong all the way around.
Let them shine.
Hey, this another artist is right here that's signing. Hey, David Champion, what it do? This Nino Brown joint, certified banger.
Banger.
Bitch, I'm Nino Brown. My rap will make it quarter. We keep the best, yeah. Them fiends keep coming. That money keep flowing. That 40 keep busting. What you think I'm playing? Ripping my feet for nine. Tonight I love, yeah. We gotta eat something. So I'ma do these numbers. Weapons robbing the hustling. Get down and lay down. That's how I'm coming, buzzing. Stay on deck. Pay homage, homie. This for my real
Ain't need no world joint right there. Certified banger. Big Daddy Champion. VOS Game Bang. They doing it big out there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Maserati Mac, David Champion, Mr. Madoff. Man, salute to all of them. They definitely doing their thing. Matter of fact, you can catch each and every one of those artists that we just named, the entire VOS Gang Bang, on that Music's Most Wanted, the Coast to Coast Mixtape, Volume 2. Go get that. Go to coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Go to DJs. Type in Binks, B-H-I-N-K-S. And then DJ Cash for Binks going to pop up. You click on that right there, and then it'll take you straight to the Music's Most Wanted mixtape. Download Volume 1 and 2. It's banging. As a matter of fact, some of your favorite artists are on there. If you got a family member or a friend who's an artist and, you know, they good and, you know, they trying to get that big break, we definitely got it for them. Tell them to give us a call. We 24 hours. Cat Daddy, you 24 hours too.
Yeah.
Tell them to get at your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't believe me when I tell them that we here all day and all night. They don't believe it.
All day, all night, hey. You call, hey, you call, he gonna pick up. Hey, you call me, I'm gonna pick up.
Straight up. You already know, and we definitely who you need to holler at. You know, why rock with fakes and snakes when you can rock with the realest? Now,
yeah.
Take this number down right now. Take you grab your pen. All right, you got it. 317-529-1309. And you can also get at me at DJ Casper Banks on Twitter.
Yeah, and 336-926-6386. Get at me, Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. And just don't send me no music that you on the need a Pro Tools beat and destroy the love song with it.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget to talk about that Twitter at Cat Daddy Mars. Make sure you get at him. Your Twitter's popping, man.
Yeah, Twitter's popping. I love Twitter more than I love Facebook right now.
Yeah, I see why you might say that. Shout out to everybody that's following on Twitter, listening in right now from Twitter. We definitely appreciate y'all. Shout out to all the brand new followers to the Cat Daddy Mars page as well as the DJ Casper Banks page. We definitely appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Hey, thank you for following. Hey, you want to follow? Hey, you follow, I do follow back.
Oh, yeah, I definitely follow back. Now, if you sending me one of them bots, one of them crazy accounts, I can't follow that back. I don't know what's going on with that. But if you definitely serious about your Twitter and you looking for followers, you know, because you got something going on, I definitely follow back. But other than that, no, I ain't following you back.
Yeah, I ain't dumb. Hey, you ain't about nothing serious. Hey, I ain't following you back. Hey, but if you about your business on, I will follow back. Get back at you. I done had a whole lot of people on email on send me direct messages too. So you send me a direct message. As long as ain't no crazy virus or nothing. Hey, I get right back at you.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, man. We definitely rock with the realest artists, and the realest artists rock with us. They like what we got going on because we like what they got going on. We do this all for you. So make sure y'all reach out to us, you know, get your music spot on the radio, holler at your boy, you know, DJ Casper Vinks, and get right here on one of these Coast to Coast mixtapes, Coast to Coast collaboration, by the way. But, you know, as far as underground talk radio, you know, send your music in to my man Cat Daddy. He knows exactly what to do with it.
Know exactly what to do with it. Hey, if it's good, it's going on. Hey, if I can't do nothing with it, hey. I ain't gonna kill your dream. I'm gonna send you somewhere with it. So you keep fighting with it. I ain't gonna kill your dream. I'm gonna let you keep fighting with your music, but I'm just gonna tell you we can't do nothing at this time.
Exactly, and that's what I be telling them too, man. I'm not gonna tell you how you suck. I don't want nothing to do with you. Get out of my face. I'm just gonna tell you that. You know what, this is not right for what we're looking for right now.
Yeah.
You know, I might give you a couple tips on what I think you might could do to make it better and come back and holler at us when you're ready. That's what I'm going to say to you.
So, yeah, as soon as you're ready, I'm going to let you keep your dream. I ain't going to kill your dream. I ain't no dream killer. just let you know, hey, this ain't what I'm looking for right now. I can't do nothing, or I can't do nothing with that right now, or this what I got going on. And then I shoot you to some avenues, but hey, if I can't, hey, I got a saying, if I can't, if my ears can't take it, I damn sure ain't gonna make my listeners' ears take it.
Yeah, I definitely, anything that I push or anything that, you know, any artist that I bring to the table, I definitely stand behind them and I believe in them, and that's the reason why I rock with them. So, you know, and that's what I'm all about. There is no scam here. It's not about making money. It's about getting the music out there. Now, after you get your music out there, you know, I might be able to give you some ideas on how you might be able to make you some money with it. But as far as my end, you know, we not here to just say, yeah, give us your money so we can go buy a pair of shoes or, you know, put some rims on the car, look like superstars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We actually trying to help you, you know, help yourself in a sense. You know, we want to help you get worldwide, help you be worldwide. I know my music is for everybody, so I encourage the artists that I rock with to make their music for everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that the whole entire globe should be able to feel what we putting out there. And so that's the reason why, you know, that's who we reach out to. And they reach back out to us, so thanks to them.
Hey, thanks to them. They reaching back. Hey, you all want to know. Hey, what it do? You on the line with DJ Casper Banks and Cat Daddy. What it do?
Hello?
What it do?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought Miss Teresa was going to be on the line at 9 o'clock tonight. Did I dial the right number?
Yeah, you
did. Oh, yeah, you so did.
Yeah,
okay, who's on the line now? I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're not rude. You out here, you know, you live with Cat Daddy and your boy DJ Casper Banks right now.
Okay.
And yeah, we waiting on Miss Trees now. She be here any minute.
Okay, great.
All right, appreciate it.
Most
she'll be waiting. Hey, what it do?
What's up?
What's up?
How y'all doing, man?
What's going on with you, Miss Trees?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
We doing all right. What's going on?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm at a band rehearsal right now, and I just stepped out for a second to do this interview with you all. Check in with my homies, Cat Daddy, DJ Casper Banks. What's up with you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we glad that you made it out here to the Carolina Surrat with us tonight.
Yeah.
Cackety-lacky. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you see you had one of your people call in right before you. You know, shout out to them. We definitely appreciate you. If you're listening, come back through. Holler at Miss Trees. Tell her what you think about what she got going on right now. You know, she's definitely doing a lot, and we about to hear a lot about it.
About to hear a lot about it. Your line going crazy right now, Miss Trees. Time you walk in the building. Line started going crazy. Real talk.
How you been doing, Cat Daddy?
I've been all right, working, grinding.
That's what's up, man.
Hey.
Grinding.
Hey, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at The Real Miss Trees. You can go on Facebook and my fan music page, Miss Trees. You can go on YouTube and check out my YouTube videos. You can check out some of my music on SoundCloud.com, ReverbNation.com, and you can also check out my fan page on Tumblr.com.
Oh, yeah. She got all that going on, too. And y'all can also check her out on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 mixtape. Matter of fact, Miss Trees, you ain't no stranger to the Carolinas.
Right. Just like the second time, right?
Yeah, this is right here. Hey,
all right.
It's about to become home for you.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, you got a lot going on, you know. So tell us about your most recent, you know, project. What you over there working on down there in Cashville, Tennessee?
Okay, we're still putting a little kinks and twists on the first mixtape, but it's dropping real soon. But we're also working on the second mixtape as well. We haven't titled it yet, but it's going to be dope. It's going to be a little different than the first one, and I'm excited about it. I'm adding a new member to Big Apple Tide by the name of Franklin Tony. He's in Oregon, and he does more pop rock. And so we're going to be adding that genre to Big Apple Tide, and I'm going to be doing some more of that. Right now, like I said earlier, I'm in band rehearsal, so we're going to do live shows this year. We're going to try to get as many live shows with my band as possible. Shout out to Black Sax and the LXG band. I know I said that wrong the last interview, but it's the Black Sax LXG band, and they hard, man. We're going in this year.
For sure, for sure. So you trying to...
Oh, yeah, and I want to give a shout out to Jet Photography. I have Mind Photography. Those are my photographers, my cameramen, so y'all be on the lookout for the new videos that's coming up. And those two guys are very talented young men. I'm really proud of them. And yeah, so we doing what we doing.
So, hey, you trying to diversify. How important you think that is to diversify your music?
It's important. You know, versatility is important. You don't ever want to be put inside of a box as an artist, and I definitely don't want to be put inside of a box. But I can't tell people not to put me inside of a box. I have to show them why they can't. And that's my mission. That's my goal.
For sure, for sure. Hey.
What would you consider your genre of music? I mean, like your main genre. Is it hip-hop? What would you call it?
Hip-hop.
For
yeah,
sure.
It's hip-hop.
Okay. So is it still hip-hop after you put that live band in the mix?
Yeah. I would still consider it hip hop. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like what B.O.B. do. You know, what some of the big industry artists do when they perform live. You know, it's still hip hop. They might have the band. They might have a symphony. You know, but my band is very versatile. They can do many genres of music, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to do this hip-hop thing with them. It was kind of new to both of us. I've never performed with a band, and they hadn't did a lot of hip-hop. But it worked out, so we have a good chemistry, and I'm excited.
So what gave you the influence to go this particular direction or pick up this particular style?
You talking about with the live performances, or you talking about my style when I'm just in the studio spitting?
All the way around the board.
Well, my style just kind of came natural, I would say, from my influences, which is a lot of artists from the 90s, a lot of the female artists, and, you know, a lot of the delivery was hardcore in your face, a lot of storytelling. And that's just what I try to bring, and that's just, it just comes natural from my influences, and I try to mix it with what's going on, you know, with today's style a little bit, and keep it bouncing. You know, I realize they like that bounce, so I try to keep it bouncing, and it just kind of works. It's a little formula that kind of works for me.
For sure, for sure.
But as far as the band is concerned, I just wanted to give them something different than just being on stage playing a track. Nothing compares to live instruments. You know, it's just a whole different sound, a whole different energy that it gives a crowd. So I'm blessed to be able to do it.
Straight up, you're a blessing to the industry right now. We definitely love everything that you got going on. I like your style.
Yeah, you're doing big things. You're doing big things for the industry right now. A live band, that's brand new.
I did a couple of shows. I did a show with them before, and, you know, it worked out. So I was like, you know, we need to do a lot more. And so this year we're going to go in all the way. I'm talking about I would like for them to hit the road with me and travel as much as possible and just get, like I said, give the audience a different feel, you know, from a female hip-hop artist.
For sure, that's what me and DJ Kelsey Banks were talking about earlier. Staying ahead of the curve, hey, look like you staying ahead of the curve big time. Hey, live band, ain't nobody doing that. Hey, you can stay ahead of the curve. You can stay ahead of the curve, or you can get left on the curve. Real talk.
Exactly. It's like
you
with us up behind us, right?
Get Get with you behind you. What you on? You got any shows lined up? What you got going? You about to hit the road anytime soon?
Yeah, well, right now that's why we doing the rehearsals. I want us to be tight with the rehearsals before we lined up a bunch of shows. Cause the worst thing to do is line up shows and then you can't get rehearsal time in and you try to do it at the last minute. So we're trying to get solid with our artistry first. And then, my goal is to book all of February up.
Okay, for sure, for sure. You got any collabos or anything going on?
Right now I'm finna shoot a video to a song called Rolling and Smoking. You can check that out on my Reverb Nation page. I have a feature by the name of Papa Smurf, and we're about to shoot the video for that. And I just did a track with a guy by the name of J.R. Fly. Good Morning Sex. Get ready for that video. And Franklin Tony, the new artist for Big Appetite. I'm remixing a single that he's doing, Black and Blue, so get ready for that. It's the artist out in Ireland, R&B, Keith Parr, shout out to both of them. We got a mixtape that we're working on together to prepare for a Europe tour that we're trying to, hopefully we can establish sometime this year. So get ready for all of that. We got Big Appetites, you know what I mean?
For sure, y'all got a big appetite.
Most definitely. A whole lot going on.
A whole lot going on.
But it made me want to know, Ms. Treece, you know, if you were to describe your music to somebody who's never heard you before, what would you say about it?
If I could do what? I'm sorry. I heard you a little bit.
If you could describe your music to someone who's never heard it before, what would you say about it?
I always sum it up in one word, real. I just always sum it up in one word, and I say that because I actually talk about things that's relatable. I don't talk about things that I've never experienced. I don't talk about possessions that I don't own, I've never had, or, you know, if I do, I talk about it in future tense, not as if it's what's going on as of now, because I rep for the women in the struggle. So I want them to be able to relate to me. I want them to be able to understand that I'm going through the same things that they're going through. I've been through it, and we all in it together. So, I mean, some of my songs give that message, and some of the songs are just fun songs, you know, songs you can get ready for the club, shake life to. But then for the most part, it's to reach out to my audience.
For sure, for sure. And we about to get some of your audience right now, because I just had somebody wait online about 15 minutes trying to talk to me. Hey, what it do? You on the line with Ms. Treece, DJ Cash for Banks and Cat Daddy.
Hello?
Yeah, you live on the air.
I did hold on for 15 minutes, and you blazed me. Hey, little cousin. I would hold on for an hour to talk to my big cousin. Congratulations.
What's up, cousin?
You did such an amazing job. Look, I called in before you. I know that was country, but I had to make sure I'd be the first one to get in. It's okay to be country. We're from Cashmere. That's what we do.
It is
exactly.
Okay to be country.
I love you. Thank you. I love you too, bro.
Most definitely. Hey, we appreciate you taking time to call in and show that support to Ms. Treece. She's definitely working and grinding. And, hey, I salute your grind, Ms. Lady, for real.
Thank you. I salute yours as well, man. You're so thorough. I appreciate everything.
For sure, for sure. We're going to the 757. What it do? You live on the air with Cat Daddy, Ms. Treece, and DJ Cash for Banks.
Hey, what's good with it, man?
What it do?
Man, you already know who it is. It's your boy Les, it's Straight Street Entertainment in the building.
What it do?
Hey, shout out to, you know, Capture Beans, Cat Daddy, but I want to salute Ms. Treece, you know what I'm saying, tell her, hey, stay motivated, you know what I'm saying, continue to spit that real, and if he's going to recognize it, hey, he's going to tell the boy everybody. You're right. The game don't need more females right now, so... I'm sitting there tuning in with you, so hey, just keep your head on, you know what keep doing quality street music and your message, we'll get heard. So don't never lose your motivation from the heart.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, yeah. Salute you.
Salute you.
Thank you.
Hey, man, we definitely appreciate you calling in, man. Straight Street ENT, our
brother. His words were so kind and inspirational.
His words were so kind and inspirational.
That's what it do. Hey, that's what you do it for right there.
Right.
We about to get to one of these joints, and then we gonna get to this joint, I'm Good. Hey, that's on Music Most Wanted One, right?
Yes,
right,
yeah.
I'm good, man. That's the hot one we're talking right now.
Yeah, matter of fact, they got a music video as well. Y'all go YouTube that. Matter of fact, Google it, Yahoo it, whatever you do. Hey, Miss Tree's most definitely rocking. You holding it down for all the female artists. Now, Cat Daddy, the world is finally going to get to hear what we have been discussing before this track is about to get played. So salute to the world that's paying attention right now. We appreciate that.
Hey, certified banger right there.
Yeah, man. Hey, we loving that thing right there, man. You know, actually, I'm going to be honest, man. It took some time for that track to grow on me, but once it did, it became like, wow, she's the hottest female artist in the game right now.
Oh, man, DJ went so hard on me at first. He was like, can you send me another song? That's all right.
You know what? Hey, I was tripping. I ain't gonna lie. My ears wasn't turned on. Hey, but after I got on it, I was hooked. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm running around singing that track. Got it stuck in my head, you know.
I was hooked from the word go. I heard that. Hey, first time you came on, I heard that. I was like, yeah, that's got to stay in rotation right there.
That's what's up. I appreciate it.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, I got a question for you, Miss Treese. The world would like to know, where do you think your largest fan base is located and why?
I'd say my city because I do more interacting in my own city.
Okay. For sure. And your city is on the line right now.
I would say Tennessee.
Tennessee, the state or just the whole state?
I would say my biggest fan base will be in the state of Tennessee because I have a fan base outside of Tennessee. So I would say the biggest fan base will be within Tennessee. I wouldn't just say Nashville. I'd say within Tennessee.
So as far as Big Appetite ENT, where did you get the name for this from?
Where I get the name Big Appetite?
Yeah.
I just thought of it. I was with a friend, and we was just kind of shooting names back and forth, but Big Appetite came out of my mouth. I was like, what about Big Appetite? And they was like, ooh. I was like, ooh, yeah, that's hard. So we just kept it. It wasn't no, like, big story behind it. It was just basically that was it.
Most definitely. So what is your wildest story so far with the group?
My wildest story is what?
I said, what is your wildest story so far with the group?
With the group?
Yeah, with Big Appetite ENT.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's not a lot of wild stories. Like, we really work hard and we work well together. You know what I'm saying? When we get together, we don't do a lot of adventurous things. It's really all work a lot of the times. I mean, we do have fun. But really, it's not a big group of artists. I'm really the only artist. I just added the other artists. And Big Appetite really just consists of me and my cameraman. And I work for outside engineers and outside beat makers. So people, you know, we move like it's a big movement, like it's a lot of us, but it's really not, to be honest.
For sure. Where you looking to take Big Appetite?
To the top, all the way up.
You going to stay independent or you looking to sign a deal?
That I really haven't decided. If I could carry Big Appetite somewhere like Cash Money did, like No Limit did, that'd be dope. I really don't want artists or myself picked away from Big Appetite. I would like to carry Big Appetite over and keep everybody that I have if possible.
Okay, for sure.
So as an artist, how would you define success?
How would I describe what?
Success.
How would I describe success? Success is different to everybody. Everybody views success different depending on who they are as individuals and what their dreams are. Some people dream to be rich. Some people don't. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, for me to be successful, it'll just be all I want is for as many people as possible to hear my music. If I can touch one life, if I can change one life, I feel successful. It's not really, you know, don't be twisted. I want to get paid, you know. I do want to make this a living. You know, I would love to make a living off my music and just do music only and, you know, but... successes are big and they're small to me, you know. It just all depends on what it is that you're chasing.
For sure. Hey, sitting about what you want. Hey.
Right, and who you are, you know.
And who you are, hey. You want money, that's what you're chasing. Hey, that's what it is. You want fame, hey, that's what you're chasing. I don't know why you're going to chase that, but, hey, you want to chase
right.
Feel free.
You know, music is such an important thing all the way around the world. You got so many different genres, and you got so many different artists. So, Miss Tree, in your opinion, what is the importance of music in any person's life?
The importance of music, music is to is supposed to inspire. Music is supposed to touch souls, and I feel like a lot of today's music doesn't do that anymore. And you know, some artists still do that. You know, I want to be one of those artists that who music does that, who you know touches lives and moves souls. Cause that's really what music is for. You know. It's for entertainment purposes as well, you know, but, the, you know, it's to inspire. And that's just my opinion. That's how I view music.
For sure. So, hey, is it important for you? I already know the answer to it, but it's important for you to keep a positive message in your music?
Yeah, it is, but I don't always, you know, my message ain't always the most positive because I'm not always the most positive person, and I normally write about situations and how I view them and how I'm feeling at the time. And I might be angry that day, and I might be, you know, I might be feeling not so positive, but I would still write about that and put it out because it's people who might be feeling the same emotions or had that same experience, you know, and they can find something in that song that'll help carry them through that.
For
so it's
sure.
not always the most positive, but it's always a message. However
exactly.
you receive it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what was about to be my next question. As long as a message in the music. Because a whole lot of the music out here today, I don't know what they be talking about sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, the hook different from the verse. Yeah, I feel you. Ain't nothing. You don't know where they went with it. The beat off too, you know.
Yeah, everything.
Right.
Everything messed up.
So what image does Big Appetite ENT convey?
We are God-bodied people, you know. We just want to, like I said, it's all about just the positive message and the positive movement, you know. It's not anything flashy. It's not even about an image. It's just us being ourselves, you know. You know, you get what you get from Miss Tree and from anybody else that works with Big Appetite. You know, we don't believe in facades and putting on faces, and we just don't do that. We just stay ourselves, and we confident. We're so confident in ourselves as people and our personalities, and our look and our swag that it's been working for us. So you know.
For sure, for sure. Most definitely. We about to go back to the call line real quick. 615. Hey, what it do? You on the line with Miss Treece, DJ Casper Banks, and Cat Daddy.
What it is?
What it is?
Hey, what's up? Listen to Cat Daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, man? Make a nice show. Miss Treece.
What's up?
You already know who it is. This is Malice.
I already know, man. I can hear y'all. I know that voice from anywhere.
Yeah. I just want to tell the guys on the show, man, it's a great interview. And I remember when she was a pimp strip getting started rapping.
Yep. Me and Malice go all the way back. I mean, all the way back. We've been recording. I mean, we went all the way back for many years recording, and we've been good friends for a long time.
And I just want to tell you, I'm proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You keep me inspired. You know what I mean? So, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that a whole lot. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It means a lot coming from you, Mavis. Thank you so much.
Most definitely. And I want to get on the mixtape. What's up?
You know we don't. Come on, man. You already know.
Yeah. We definitely got that going. We got a lot of opportunity. So, you know, all you got to do. Holler at us, or you can holler at Miss Treece, and she'll link you. You know what I'm saying? We all connected, most definitely. But, hey, we appreciate you taking time to call in and support Miss Treece. You definitely doing your thing, Miss Treece. Hey, I admire your supporters.
Thank you. Definitely. All right. Salute,
man.
Thanks
for calling in.
615. Another 615 right here. Hey, what it do? You live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you got him on the air.
What's up, Miss Treece?
What's up? Is that JR?
No, it's not. It's Mr. Dallas.
Hey, Dallas. What's up?
Not nothing. I just heard that song. You doing it, homegirl. Keep doing what you've been doing.
What's up, man? That's what's up, man. You know, Dallas, that's a fan. We go all the way back to. That's the homie.
Yeah,
and
we
actually,
go ahead.
Huh?
We go back to Nintendo like me and Casper Binks, man.
You already
right.
know, man. It's all love.
Well,
yeah,
yo,
I want to give a shout out to Dallas. He's actually the one that linked me and DJ Casper Binks together. That was a blessing. I appreciate that, homie.
Yeah, that wasn't no Facebook connection, you know what I'm saying? That was straight from the rooter to the tutor.
Well, I just want to let y'all know, when she be down here on her thing, she's down here on her thing. When you see her out, she always looks very elegant, and she does not play around when it comes to appearance, and it doesn't play when it comes to them lyrics. So, you know, y'all better watch out for her. She's going to keep blowing. As long as y'all hear on the radio, it's a beautiful thing.
For sure, for sure.
It's an honor to have her here, man. And it's an honor to have you calling in and supporting, man. Most definitely, man. We definitely appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Appreciate it, man. Salute. Real talk. Hey, you got the line going crazy, Miss Trees. 662, what it do?
Hey, what it do, man? It's your boy Beefy, man. Scrooge Street NT, man.
What it do?
Shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to Miss Trees. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding the M Town down. You know what I'm talking about.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Shout out to M Town.
Already. Yeah.
Salute, fam. We definitely appreciate you taking time to call in, right?
Already.
Yeah, Straight Street ENT. I definitely support them cats out there. Keep doing y'all's thing. Hey, thank you for showing Miss Trees all this love tonight.
Yeah, they ain't showing you mad girl tonight.
Yeah, it sound like a feature might be coming up real soon.
Hey.
Yeah, I didn't dig it.
Yeah, sound like a feature or a collab or something about to come on with.
Something about to pop off, huh?
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody calling in, man. I love them and I feel love, you feel me?
Hey, before we get to this next caller, if we do, you know, have any come through before we get to your next track, what is, to you, the funnest part of being an artist so far?
Interacting with people, you know, just the interactions, even, you know, the interactions, dealing with people in the business part of it. You know, just recording, dealing with people out in the public, you know, promoting myself, dealing with people at my shows, the people's reactions, you know, that's what's the most fun to me. That's, you know, that's what I get out of it, traveling, you know, all of that.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, you know. You definitely got to interact. You got to network. You got to socialize. You know what I'm saying? Reach out, you know? And me and Cat Daddy, we was talking about it earlier, you know, a lot of artists don't want to reach out because they're afraid that they're going to get outshined. But, I mean, hey, I think that it's enough light for everybody to shine.
I agree.
Yeah, you can't take over the world by yourself.
Right. I agree.
Yeah,
yes,
it's lonely
up
the top,
man.
Definitely.
You know.
Hey, it's not one for everybody. Hey, damn, show can't take over the top. Hey, you by yourself, hey. Who the hell you gonna be with?
Exactly.
Straight up, yeah.
They say it's lonely up there, I heard.
Oh no, hey, it's extremely lonely at the top, you know what I'm saying? We already here though. And we go on even further, so you know, it ain't no question about that. What other tracks we got over there from Miss Trees, Cat Daddy?
Hey, we got this I'm about to spell this FLAUNT. I think I spelled this shit. Yeah, funny. I got now spelled the shit wrong, I think.
Flaunt it if you got it. Flaunt it if you got it.
Flaunt it if you got it. Flaunt it if you get it.
Hey, certified.
That's what it's about, ladies. You got to flaunt it if you got it. It's about confidence. It's not about comparing yourself to the next woman. It's not about hating. It's not about envy. It's about embracing what it is that you have, whatever it may be. Bring it.
Hey, bring it. Hey,
there you
talk.
Have it.
There you have it.
Live on the air telling you to flaunt it if you got it. Don't be trying to hide it. Don't be wearing them sweaters, them baggy pants with some Timberland boots. Take that off. Throw on some 6-inch heels. You know, with the stilettos. I know what I'm talking about. Throw on some of them boy shorts with the hearts.
No,
I'm just kidding. Flaunt it if you
got it. I don't want my missus to be raunchy now. I didn't say walk around naked. I said just flaunt it if you got it.
Straight up. It depends on where you're at. If you're in the right setting, flaunt it like I said it. If you're not, then flaunt it like Miss Tree said it. But if you're in that bed, well, flaunt it like I said it, damn it.
Hell, if you do it, just flaunt it. We'll talk.
Yeah. Hey, just interpret the track how you want to. Just flaunt it if you got it. That's all we ask.
That's all we ask. We going to it right now.
Clone it if you got it, 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 clone it if you clone it, clone it if you got it, cause you know they really cool. Clone it if you got it, 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 cause you know they really want it, clone it if you got it, clone it if you got it, clone it if you got it, clone it if you I'm the hottest chick in this bitch. Need a paramedic quick, cause my fit's that sick. Heels 7 days a week, nah, I never rock kick. Then my booty do trick. Watch it. Cover girl like Latifah, blowing on that Wiz Khalifa. And I'm hotter than a fever. Peter Piper, come keep her cool. Follow me like Twitter, look, she mad.
Networkers, you can reverb, go on reverbnation.com, type in networkers, And that's NETWORKKAS, Networkers.
Networkers, you heard it here first. Hey, you need to get out there. Hey, get out them, or you bullshit.
Yeah, most
preach
definitely.
And I approve that message.
That's right. You know what I mean? Salute to that. So before we let you go, you know, and, you know, we ask you about your shout-outs and, you know, to put your contact information out there again, we got to know before you go, so far in your career, what do you think has been your biggest break or greatest opportunity?
Well, like I always tell people, I've had the opportunity to work with several artists who are major artists now. I've had the opportunity to open up shows with them and to actually get a chance to meet them and get advice from them. So those were some of the biggest opportunities thus far, and I'm looking forward to working with some of these new artists, these new industry artists, you know, and I'm just looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting that feature with Missy Elliott and 2 Chainz and Nicki and Wayne, and I'm looking forward to all of them.
For sure.
Most definitely. So where can the people find your music at? Like, if they were to go looking for it right now as we speak, where can Miss Treece be found at?
Okay, like I said, you could always look me up on YouTube, check out all my videos. You can go on my ReverbNation.com page. You can also go on my SoundCloud.com page, and here shortly you'll be able to go on that tip and MafiaMixtape.com to download that We All Gonna Eat. And, you know, I'll be letting you know, Cat Daddy, so you can let your listeners know when they can go do that.
For sure.
We're going to bring you back on. You're going to be right on here telling the whole world about this We All Gonna Eat, because – hey, you know, it's so much that we need to talk about with you that we just don't have enough time to do it all.
I feel you, man. I'm looking forward to it. Shout out to North and South Kakalaki, Cashville in the building, Big Appetite, ENT in the building. And I'm looking forward, man. Anytime y'all want to have Miss Treece is right here, and I will be available for that.
For sure, for sure. Hey, soon as that Miss Tate get ready, let me know. Send me some tracks. Hey, we'll break it in here first. You already know what it is.
Appreciate that. That's what's up. Salute, homie.
You already know. Salute, Miss Treece. We got to reach back. We got a whole lot more coming to the Carolinas, to the rest of the world. Miss Treece is definitely going to be coming back through, giving us, you know, more information about what she's got going on, her as an artist. And I'd also like to take this time to salute all of the supporters that called in to shout out Miss Treece, to commend her on the excellent job that she's doing. We appreciate y'all. Thank you very much for taking time to support Miss Treece.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the love. That's what keeps me motivated, and I need that. And just understand and know that I do this for each and every last one of y'all, man. So the more y'all call in and show me love, the more y'all help me up on the grind and keep writing.
Yeah. Keep on doing your thing. You know, the call lines, they lit up tonight. They lit up just for you, most definitely. So, hey, that's how I know we got to get you back ASAP.
Gonna get you back ASAP.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, DJ Castlebank. Thank you, Cat Daddy Marshall. I appreciate it, man.
For sure. All
right, salute.
Salute. You already know what it is. Hey.
Man, it's always an honor to have Miss Treece come through and holler at us, man.
Yeah, always. Hey, we got my boy Memph 10 getting ready to come through here in a second. Hey, I'm about to get him juiced up. I'm about to play this gold and get it, so you don't know what you about to what you about to get it, what you got in the store.
That's right. Go get it. Let's go.
Block Hog ENT, Memph 10, you already know what it is.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Salute to all the independent artists out there.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Nigga told me, boy, if you want a
deal,
you gotta go
get it.
So I told
myself to go and get it, go and get it.
Cause sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gonna happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay. Network team started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold it down for my my kinfolk in front of for the ones that can't, but then my mom gon' get it, man. I started off the underdog, people say that I fell off. Now it's hard for them to catch me, cause I'm always on the road. Blowing loud and linking up with folk like me that's too turned up. Networking and promoting from state to state, I be on it. Chasing paper, dodging haters, trying to get my foot in the door. So I can try to provide a better way of living for my folks. Tired of seeing my family struggle, tired of seeing my daughter crying. The same she wanna get, I can't afford right now, it's hard time. Ain't nobody helping out, but everybody hand out. Smiling at my paper, they be doubting me when I'm not around. Throwing thought all in the game, trying to fuck my name up. They used to be oh so cool with me, now some folks done changed up. So I distance myself, I won't gon' let them bring me down. I told myself to not depend on no one else from here on out. Handle business like a boss, CEO of Block Hall. I'ma get it in, and then where I go
to go and get it, go and get it.
Cause sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gon' happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay. You turned up,
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold it down for my kinfolk and put on for the ones that hate, but then my mom gon' get it, man.
For the hustlers that's grinding, stay independent. And try not to let your personal life mix with your business. Watch out for friends that only come around for certain interests. To smoke your loud, drink your liquor, and fuck your bitches. Them niggas ain't real on the real, them niggas gon' bring you down. That's why a nigga like me say to myself, cause I don't trust nobody. And ain't nothing against nobody, but that's just the way I be feeling. Cause it was always the closest ones that fucked me over the most, you feel me? So excuse me if you feel that I am acting different, cause I'm focused now and you niggas ain't really serious. I'm on my shit like a newborn baby. Michael Phelps mind frame, I gotta be the greatest. Cause they don't talk about the runner up and who remembers third place. No one, no one. And I bet you any amount of money, if I get a deal, a lot of niggas they gon' hate on me.
Go and get it, go and get it.
In my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gon' happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay. Two turns up,
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold it down for my kinfolk and put on for the ones that can't, but then my mom gon' get it, man.
Started off a dream. I look like everything reality.
That lean got me so cold.
No more, you know
that lean got me so cold. We reading up with my purpose. That lean got me so cold.
I never thought that I'd be able to see some of the things I see.
Blessed to do what I do.
A lot of my niggas, you know what I'm saying, they can't see the shit like I do.
The long way, and when I'm down in Charlotte, yeah, them Glenwood boys fuck with me. And whenever I'm in Memphis, you know we hitting Beale Street, South Beach on Collins Ave, in Columbia at the Crush.
You know what it is.
Yes, sir. Memph 10, Block All ENT, Two Turns Up ENT. Loving it, man. You got to go and get it, man. That whole song was the truth, man.
The whole truth. What it do?
Man, I'm turned up, man. I'm turned up. You already know, turn up, never turn down, man. Loud back on there, man. Fuck with the rest.
Straight up, man. Salute, Memph 10. We definitely appreciate you coming out here to the Carolina.
Man, I appreciate y'all holding it down. You know what I'm saying? You know, we always out there, East Side, Glenwood, Charlotte, holding it down. We be out Wilmington holding it down with y'all. Then we come up there for with my man Cat Daddy. You know, y'all holding it down. Can't forget my man Castaway out there in the Midwest. But shit, I know we're going to get him out there for the CIAA weekend and turn up out there in the Carolina way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You already know, man. Ain't nothing but love for you, man. Hey, before we get started, man, tell the people about yourself, man. Cat Daddy, get it up out of it.
Hey, man. I was about to say that.
Go, the Go and Get It joint. You know, everything about that joint right now, like Go and Get It. Like, that's basically like, bro, I'm out here an independent artist that been doing it for years. You know what I'm saying? So it is like me doing it independent and just, like, done got fucked over from a lot of industry folk and just a lot of different bullshit people just in the city and in other cities. Just like, bro, I just had to prove my point to people. Like, bro, I built up my network team now. It is like, I got the streets talking about me now. At the end of the day, a lot of independent artists fuck with me now. It is like, when I tried to get a label distribution deal 10 years ago with my block called company, you know what I'm saying, the folk weren't trying to fuck with me. So it took me from 2003 here to 2013 now. Like, bro, we straight turned up now. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no turning down. So it is like, I'm a promotion company for my city. At the same time, we got our label company that we've been doing for 10 years, where now it's like, bro, we got 10 years of networking and grinding where we putting on now. So it's just like, I connect. I never burn no bridges. And I just showed that through the internet, like, bro, I'm out here going to get it no matter what.
For sure, for sure. That's what's up, man. Go ahead and put that contact information so they can get at you, man.
Well, they can, everybody can holler at me. My management team, M10 Booking. That's M-E-M-P-H-10. Booking@gmail.com, and if that way, if anybody want to book me for a show, I do hosting parties, different things like that. My manager, Tyu Tanner with Unique Music Group, his phone number 804-307-5674. If you want to just got the, you want to contact some of my promotional team, we Block Hog on Facebook, BLOCHOG, Block Hog on Twitter, BLOCHOG. If you want to be a fan, support the music, M10 Block Hog Entertainment on Facebook. Like, bro, just Google me. Like, straight to the point, I pop up instantly on everything. Like, YouTube pages, Core DJ pages, Coast to Coast mix page. Like, bro, we out here independently grinding. I'm the boy for y'all. I do it for y'all. You can't, all you got to do is Google me.
So if somebody wants to hear your music, where can your music be found at?
Right now, they can... I just got this thing, so basically, man, people would want to call in when I'm trying to do an interview. But, like, why I got this single deal, I've been holding off a lot of music so people can check the older music. Like, I ain't really released too much since the summer of last year. We dropped 2 Turned Up Volume 1. So they could go on vibedead.com, they could go on that mixtape and see that. Right now, you can catch a lot of my singles. These DJs mixtapes, I got one with DJ Nightcrawler. He been dropping a lot of my singles on his That Pip mixtape. Been dealing with dude named DJ Jazz, been dropping me on a lot of his mixtapes. Coast to Coast DJs, That Pip, man. I got DJ Black Steezer done dropped me on a few of his mixtapes. It's just like, I got a lot of DJs. It's just like, bro, me as an independent artist, I always go to these coalitions, conference, music conference. So I build my plugs with all y'all DJs, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I got music just floating around on thousands of mixtapes worldwide. All you got to do is just find a DJ in your city, and you're going to hear about me, because I'm hollering at everybody, basically.
For sure.
Like, we got to do Too Much Going On, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that joint right there, we can already drop the Too Much Going On mixtape, 2 Turned Up Volume 2 mixtape, Block Hard New Generation mixtape. Like, we about to kill them for the first quarter right now. But
yeah, Too Much Going On, that's a new single, correct?
Yeah, Too Much Going On, that's the new single that we running with right now. And it's basically just telling everybody, like, as an independent artist, I don't want people to just look at me like, man, Mimp, you getting too big for yourself or something. It's like, nah, bro, at the end of the day, I'm still an independent artist. It's just like, yeah, in the city, in my city, people might look at me like, damn, bro, you been doing shows, going on tours and this and this. But at the end of the day, bro, I'm not getting money like these people that's getting that $1 million budget, you know what I'm saying, every quarter. I'm just an independent artist that's just getting my connect from them, and they like, man, Memph, I fuck with you, bro. I want you to open up for me in this city. Just as long as you got money to travel here, yeah, bro, you're not paying me for my gas, my travel expenses I got to pay to get to your city. My squad, all our shirts, all our, like, bro, ain't nobody paying for that. We coming out of our own pocket for that. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, a lot of in the industry folk will look at us and be like, you got to prove these numbers to us, or you got to pay us for it. Like, bro, we ain't paying you for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You calling us right now. We doing what we do regardless. Either you going to put a budget behind us, or we just going to stay independent. That's what I say. That's just how we is, man.
Yeah. So what is Block Hog ENT exactly?
Block Hog ENT, you got Believe Local Opportunity, Come Hustling on the Grind. And that's just the basics the definition of block hard, BLOCHOG, believe local opportunity, come hustling on the ground. And our logo is a block hard. Every second, you got the ground hard day for Black History Month. So something that I thought of, like, not too many black people, you know what I'm saying, or people of my color, just look at a groundhog and be like, that's something they think about. So us as block hogs, people could say, man, like, people from the underground music level, I know they done did this and this. A lot of people in the industry look at them, but if he don't go this way and see his shadow or look toward the people of his color, they going to look at him this way. If he look at this way and look at us, then we're going to try to say, yeah, he's going to do this for us now. You know what I'm saying? So we're just like a block hole. A lot of people in the industry might look at us, and we might have to go commercial for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because they watching us right now. But at the end of the day, once we come up off the ground, everybody know them block hogs, like, bro, we about to take over. You know what I'm saying? Like, we go ham from February 2nd on because it's Black History Month. So that whole month we put on, and it's just like, after that, it is what it is. We block hogs.
For sure, for sure. Hey, we about to go to the call lines right now. 804. What it do? You on the line with Mil 10, Cat Danny, and DJ Cash for Banks.
Yo, yo, yo.
What it do?
Block Hog, what you doing, my fam? Careful.
What it do, what it do?
I'll be anywhere, man.
Oh, what it do, Careful? I'll be anywhere. My man, right there, man. He hold it down for the city. He be pressing up the clothes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know some of y'all that follow the Block Hog movement, the Two Turned Up movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got the shirts on deck, the clothes on deck. My man Al be anywhere, got the clothes on deck. He asked me to be the face for some of their clothing that they're getting ready to come out with, so they're going to help be a sponsor with some of our clothing for our shows and different promotional items we give out. So salute to Al be anywhere in their whole movement.
Man, this ain't about me, man. I'm calling to check you, man, so these people know, man. This man for real, man.
Man,
you ain't doing this thing up here.
You already know, man. We do this for the city, bro. We putting on.
Yeah, I'm checking for my man, man. This man is doing, man. That's too much going on.
We definitely appreciate you taking time to call in and check in with the homeboy, Mil 10, man. He definitely got a lot going on, and we appreciate you calling in to show your support.
For sure. Hey, what you got going on? You got any collabos or anything going on, Mil 10?
Man, bro, I got a lot right now. I'm in the process, like the newest collab. I don't want to speak on because I'm waiting to see yet. But I got a squad that I've been dealing with out the A for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like everybody that know Mil 10, his conk energy, and they know the history of a lot of the artists I deal with out the head. I was just like, man, this would be a perfect collab because I know bruh be making the beat. We done did a lot of work in the past, and so it's just like, for me to do something with them, I felt like that would be beneficial just for something for the industry. And it's just like, other than that, me, I got a lot of artists out my city that I'm trying to open the doors for. So it's just like, the industry people, I do features with them for the ringtone money, you know what I'm saying, just to be honest, but I'm trying to put my city on. So it's just like, I want people to know us instead of me paying an artist for a stupid number for a feature, then I still got to pay him to do a show with me, or still got to pay him to come get in the video when me and my people, so we could do what we do and make them people want to get us on their stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right up. Nicely put, man. So you do a lot of live shows yourself, like, you know, on stage?
Yeah, we doing shows, like, every week. Like, I host a showcase in my city, like, right now. I got the showcase going on in Richmond. Every Wednesday, they do the VA Industry Takeover Showcase. Third Saturday of the month, I do Apollo Night, where I give people music awards, little cash prize, ringtones, video shoots. Just like everything an artist would think he needs. It's just like being for the fact that I'm not an artist, but I know a lot of people don't get the opportunities that I know I can offer. It's just like I try to offer and give back the knowledge that I know nobody gave to me. So it's just like I do the showcase just to show artists, like, bro, this is what it takes to get in the industry. And it's just like, if you show me within a few weeks, then you'll make it to the Apollo Night where I give you this money. I'll let you come with me on these streets. I got a 20-30 minute set. Like, bro, I don't need all that time. I want you to get like 5-10 minutes of this drink. you wouldn't set the structure out. Rock Nation ain't gonna open up for me, and we putting on the show for the city. And we might be opening up for such and such, but our 20 minutes on our set, like, it's us. We putting on. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. So what can we expect from a live performance with Myth 10 on the stage?
You can go on YouTube. You can see the live performance I did with my daughter at the National. It was just like a lot of people say they put on and they do things with their people, but I'm like, man, that's one performance I did recently. We did that thing, I want to say, like, about November the 3rd. That was one of my last performances that just really touched me because the fact I had my daughter with me, and it was just like, I wanted her to perform. I had got her a little two turned up block hug shirt with Mem 10 daughter on the back. She was scared, you know what I'm saying? Like, daddy, there's too many people. I don't want to do it. So I got through the first two songs, and then by the time I got to the third song, Keep Grinding, she knew she was on that song. So it just like, I turned around in the back, and I just look, and I'm just see her running to me like, daddy, give me the mic. It's just like, she looked at me like, daddy, give me a mic. And that changed the... It just hit me, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, my little daughter, she turned up, you know what I'm saying? And it just like, I gave her the mic, and it just like, from there, she just was ad-libbing everything. Just, I'm tripping over, feel like, man, they ain't had cordless mics, so that just blew me on the low, because I'm walking, then I just trip up over the mic, and they're looking, and just like, damn, she walking right behind me like my little shadow. But it just like, that was a blessing to me, because I'm like, man, bro, my daddy killed himself when I was 7. You see what I'm saying? So for my daughter to be 7 and my daughter right there with me now, she could do what I couldn't do with my father. I'm like, bro, I done did something my father ain't do. I could do something a lot of men ain't do for their kids. And it's just like, for a lot of my niggas that's locked up, a lot of my niggas that's dead, that all their little kids, they look at my daughter, man, they be like, man, I wish my daddy would do that for me. You see what I'm saying? But it's just like, that's something my daughter can live with as a memory. And it's just like, I might forget about it, but I know from her being 7-year-old, and by the time that's a memory she's going to have for her life. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm blessed that YouTube and all that stuff to keep the memories there, and then I had so many people support me that was able to record that for me. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man. Hey, and that's why I got to salute Myth 10, Cat Daddy, because that's a real dude, man. I mean, that's one thing I like about your music, man. Your music is about real-life situations that everybody can go through, everybody can relate to if they're a part of this industry, or if they're living real life for that fact. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely something that I commend you on, man. Keep doing your thing and putting on like that, man. And the way that you bring your people out of the city, man, you know what I mean? Like, you never take the shine and put it all on you. It's always about everybody.
Hey, you want to be the first to blow in your city, or will it don't matter?
Oh, no, I ain't going to tell them to be the first to blow, because it's just like a few of my folks done already blew here. And it's just like for instance, my sister Ruin, Southside Superstar, like, we were Black Circle Entertainment to the death. But it's just like, we done had the Southside Superstar singer we were pushing with Boosie. If you look at the history, like, that was DJ Small's biggest mixtape ever pushed. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Boosie a good artist, but I'm like, bro, off that Southside Superstar song, when you come down to an independent artist, like, bro, a whole lot of DJs worldwide cut my sister verse off that train. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, bro, that won't show song. You ain't pay for that beat, bro. But at the end of the day, people worldwide look at that train like, that's your song. Because you down there repping you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it is what it is. Long story with that train, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like, a lot of people done got on in my city. My man Red Rum, he on with Cali right now and doing the damn thing. My man Governor, you know what I'm saying? He doing this thing with 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? Tyra P, she was down in the Birds. She doing her thing. Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying? He out top of Hannah. He doing his thing.
Yeah.
Trey Songz doing his thing. Skill did his thing. Like, bro, I've been around all these people. But at the end of the day, each person has to make their own path. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, everybody's generation, like, we all make our own music. We all know we do what we do, but it's just like, that connect might have wanted you at that time. Or when they came to this person, that person might not have been ready. So it is like me, through my times of doing my music, it's just like, sometimes I feel like, nah, bro, I ain't ready. Or let me just watch what they do with you first. You know what I'm saying? Then once I if I feel they do a good job with you, then maybe I'll jump on that joint. but I'm not signing no album deal or none of that to nobody stuff, and I'm owing them millions back, bro. Like, I don't want all that money up front, then I got to pay them triple, double that back. I'd rather throw them one song and be like, bro, what can you do with this one song? How many shows you going to give me off this one song? Because I know how many one songs I hear on the radio station for months and months and months where I get tired of that shit. So, like, bro, how many times I'm going to hear my song on the radio like that? That's just one song. I got thousands of songs on that. Let me just see what you do with one song. Then I give you maybe one mixtape. I ain't even give you an album yet. I just gave you a mixtape.
Yeah, you see, and it's funny that you say you got thousands of songs, because we got a couple of the best ones, you know, what people saying that they love. Matter of fact, we got this Turned Up track, man. Tell us a little bit about this Turned Up track we got.
Oh, man, it's too turned up. Like we did a video for that, Jane. It was just like, that was something I did, like, last year, for real, in the summer last year. And it just was just a way to just let people know, like, how we was getting ready to turn up. Like, bro, it's the end of the year, it's the summertime. We like, bro, we about to turn up. And it's just, I just dropped the second verse on there. And it's just like, basically, I freestyled both verses. And it's just like, I told myself I ain't want to do the second verse and still, like, run the end of the year so I could talk about everything that I went through from the summer until then. So we're just like, now when people hearing this actual second product, the whole product, it's like, man, it's crazy, because the video, we did that thing on 4th of July in Virginia Beach, and we did some scenes up in Philadelphia as well. And it's just like, so you see the video, they're like, man, this man turned up in the beach. Yeah, Philadelphia, they in Baltimore, they in Carolina. Like, bro, they're everywhere in that video. And then, you know, like, once I drop this second verse and people hear where I'm coming from with it now, it's just like, bro, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Loud pack on deck. We don't fuck with no Reggie. I ain't got no time to wait around. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Either you get the money or you in the way. That's just life, man. Y'all ready to get into that drink? Because I'm ready, man. I'm turned up. But you turned up. You know what
I'm saying? Turned up. Turned up, man. Too turned up.
Too turned up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. It's just so people know.
Turn up, bitch.
Yeah, you already know. I'm going to tell y'all. Hold on, y'all. Yeah. Just so people know. I'm going to let them know, like, Too Turned Up promotion. Like, a lot of people say they on that Too Turned Up, but it's just like, bro, Too Turned Up to me, like, bro, everything we do got a meaning behind it. You know what I'm saying? I learned that from Pop. So it's just like, bro, Too Turned Up to us means the, you know what I'm saying? You spell it out, T-U-R-N-T-U-P. Like, bro, the trillest underground rap nation taking over this universal profit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, ain't too many underground people that's serious like we is right now. And I got a nation of underground artists that's ready to take over, bro. And universally, bro, we profiting right now. A lot of people say they turn up and they do this, but, like, bro, they ain't getting that universal profit. A lot of people could diss our shit and say, yeah, bro, fuck a Two Turned Up, we maxed out. But, bro, if you look at a bank statement and they say, yeah, you maxed out, that means you broke. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, bro, we turn up. We don't never turn down. You know what I'm saying? We the most two trillest underground rap nation taking over with this underground, this universal profit. You know what I'm saying? Because we more than underground, bro. We ain't no local nigga. We universally doing this shit. Turn up. I want y'all to listen to this Two Turned Up song, man. Exclusively right now with my man DJ Cass. DJ Cat Daddy, you already know what it is, man. I'm saying Two Turned Up right now, man. Turn up, bitch.
Turn up, bitch, turn up, bitch, yeah, I'm too turned up. Turn up, bitch, turn up, bitch, yeah, I'm too turned up. Turn up, bitch, turn up, bitch, yeah, I'm too turned up. Ain't no turning me down, ain't no turning me down. Turned up, loud pack, I'm getting it in. Haters mad, it's sick, hating on the low. Same ones cool and acting different now, but I already know what's gonna happen though. I've been going in, I just read up with the work. I got some sour and some perk, yeah, nigga. Work just moved a pound of sour, I just moved a pound of purple. Better put your order in, now they going quick. First come, oh yeah, sir, oh yeah, on one shit. Yeah, I just got back home, time to go and break it down. Phone wanging, got a lot of people waiting on me now. People waiting on me now, yeah, they waiting on me now. Better hurry up and buy, no more sales after 9. Push just across the water, all they like to smoke is purple. They sit clean, they pop Zane, and they always keep some purse. Yeah, I don't fuck with no Reggie, I let my disc go for 370. If you shop with me, over time I throw them to you for 350. Halftime 200, 110 for the bit, yeah. Food game on 60, nah, I don't do no credit or debit. It's money up front or you can forget it. If you ain't got no money, like I said, you can forget it. Go take that shit some elsewhere. Your money is no good here. Who cares about what you going through? That ain't got nothing to do with
Turn up, bitch. Turn up, bitch. Yeah, I'm too turned up. Turn up, bitch. Turn up, bitch. Yeah, I'm too turned up. Ain't no turning me down. Ain't no turning me down. I always keep that 5-5. Y'all be talking on shit, I wouldn't even try. Spending y'all money with these young niggas. They be selling y'all bags, I wouldn't even buy. Back up on my OG shit, showing these young niggas what it is. And niggas that I grew up with, they mad because I'm getting it in. 15 years off in this gang, still hungry like I just start writing. Bitches that I used to fuck with broke up with me and start dyking. Say I hurt her so bad after me, she ain't want no nigga. Now that's some good ass going to waste on a nigga. But that's another topic, so let's get back to the smoking. Loud on deck, nigga, what the fuck you rolling? Sour Kush, OG Kush, Bubba Kush, Keisha Kush. Got some blueberry and I even got some purple haze.
Turned up, loud pack, I'm getting it in. Haters mad, they slick, hating on the low. Same ones are cool and acting different now. But I already know what's gonna happen though. I been going in, I just read up with the work. I got some sour and
Banks. Y'all need to pick up the phone, call in right now, holler at Memph 10, 347-945-7629. Call in right now, go live with us. We out here in the Carolinas right now. Memph 10, what it do?
By the good.
Girl, no, man. Turned up, never turned down.
You don't never turned down. We going to this 804 right now. Hey, what it do? You guys on the air with Memph 10, DJ Casper Banks, and Cat Daddy.
Hello?
What it do?
Oh, okay, I ain't know you was talking to me, man. My fault, man. I'm over here tripping. Yeah, man, I just called in to support my man, you know what I'm saying, Milk? I rocks with you, bro. I ain't never met you from Adam and Eve, man, you know what I'm saying? They call me KB, King Loose. Do my little music thing, too, stepping it up a little bit. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Bro, I rocks with you, man. Ever since I really just, you know what I'm saying, felt your vibe, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's great, real to real, bro. And ever since I straight peeked out the same song that they did, straight played. Because I was on the joke for a minute. I was on his line for a minute, man. Just on my phone. I'm on my phone listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what your name is, bro? What you say name is, bro?
Yeah, I'm KB, man. You know what I'm saying? They call me King Lou, but I'm KB. You know what I mean? Riding the ball. Right. You know what I mean? Southside, 804, Milo, all day, round them threes, baby, you know? But, yeah, but I just wanted to call in and support, bro, you know what I'm saying, because I rock with you, bro, and as I was sitting back listening to you as you was talking, yeah, you know, sitting back talking, you know what I'm saying, listening to you talk, you know what I'm saying, I see, bro, you know what I'm saying, you straight one of the real niggas, you know what I'm saying, I kind of always figured that anyway, you know what I'm saying, but it's just that me sitting back and really hear you talk, and, you know what I'm saying, not seeing you on those videos and not seeing you on those Facebooks and not seeing, you know what I'm saying, da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying, I great see, bro, you know what I'm saying, you one of them niggas that got your mind where it's supposed to be, and you one of them niggas that's great trying to put on for the 804, straight up, you know what I'm saying, and I rock with you for that, my nigga, straight up, love.
Right, bro, salute.
Salute, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. We definitely appreciate you, man. Hey, you got to turn up out there, Mel 10.
Hey, bro, if you ain't got nothing going on tonight, man, come out to, you know what I'm saying, 1315 Hull Street, bro. You know we got a showcase going on, man. You coming that bitch out there, my people, to look out for you, man, just off the scrim.
For sure, for sure. Hey, two turned up. Hey, 804, what it do? Man, going crazy for Mel 10. What it do? What it do?
Hey,
yeah, we hear you. Yeah, you gotta get on speaker or something, little lady. We can't stand you right now. Come on, turn up, turn up.
Turn up, baby girl. What you got to say?
Try to get back in. Know what happened, probably technical difficulties on my side. Hey, we want to hear what you got to say, though. Okay.
Shout out to all the people that just still holding on. Like, bro, I hope we could get to all y'all that's holding on, but I know we might not get to all y'all. So all y'all that's holding on, showing support, just hit us up on the Facebook, BLOTHOG. You know, that's my promotional page. So just say, like, bro, I was listening to you, so that way I just remember y'all was out there listening if I don't get to hear y'all tonight, man. I love the support from everybody. BLOTHOG. Add us as a friend if you ain't already a friend. Mem10, BLOTHOGENT, the music page, like, so you get all the updated music, the videos, the mixtapes we got. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, follow us, man. We got a movement going on. 2 turned up promotion, number turned down.
Hey, I co-signed that most definitely, man. While we waiting on the next caller, you know, something that the people want to know is what made you realize that you wanted to pursue a career in music?
Well, like, bro, like, honestly, to be real, real, like, when I messed my leg up, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was 17, I used to do the football and the sports and all that. But just, like, one day, like, long story short, I was smoking. I had to practice one day, and we all do, you know, when you playing football, we all be like, bro, we're going to go to the field and play. And one day, this dude just like, my nigga, he burned the fuck out of me. So it's just like, I was like, oh, no, the next play, I tried to burn the fuck out of him, and the little short, shocking nigga cut the fuck out of my leg, and then they ripped that bitch off my body. Like, ripped all the ligaments in my leg, dislocated my knee, and some more shit. Doctor told me if I ever played sports again, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to fuck up my knee, they're going to have to cut that bitch out. So it was just like, after that, it was just like, what else did I know how to do besides do? And it's just like, I lost all my interest in the school shit because I'm like, bro, now the teachers don't look out for me for my grades no more because I don't play sports. So it's just like, what the fuck do I know? I ain't never had to do no work. So it's just like, I was like, well, look, if I write a rap about this story or this and this, can I get credit for that? Because I don't feel like reading no books. And it's just like, that's what just kept me going. And it's just like, that's all I ever had. My daddy did the music. All I ever known was the music. I always, that was my way of releasing stress. You know what I'm saying? Instead of me going out doing something stupid, I'd write a piece about that thing or release my mind, just go stay in the studio all night when shit get fucked up.
For sure. Hey, why important? Do you want to stay independent or you looking for that deal?
I would like to get a major deal, and it's just like, but when I say the major deal, it's three major labels in their distribution. You got Universal, you got Warner Brothers, and then you got Sony. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, other than that, everybody's branches up under that. So if I was to get up on the Grand Hustle, like, bro, I got to go through a lot of people. Then I got to go through Def Jam, then I got to go through such and such, like, bro, just to get my check. So I'd rather get on with straight through Sony or straight through Warner Brothers because it's just like, bro, I'm trying to get that Disney money. You see all them like Drake and Nick Cannon, all them, they came from that Disney thing, got that Nickelodeon money, then look how they blew up. It's just like straight off the rip because they got that inside straight to the man connect. A whole lot of middlemen won't get in the part of their money. So it's just like, that's when I go talk to them people, they'd be like, yeah, bro, Atlanta Records want to talk to you. Interscope want to talk to you. Or this dude from, like, bro, I don't really pay them no mind because I'm like, bro, you still a middleman. You know what I'm saying? You might be the CEO of such and such, like, even Cash Money. Like, bro, yeah, you got your thing, and I respect it. I salute y'all for y'all grind, but y'all still up under Universal. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, Universal got to goddamn cut their check to who? So before I get through you, I got to go through him. He got to get a part. He got to get a part. He got to get a part. She got to get a part. They got to get a part. And then I get my part. Like, bro, fuck that.
No, that's too much bread. That's too much bread.
By the time I get to you, you start off as a whole slice of bread.
I'm trying to put too many people on. So it's just like, that's why when people see me, like, with just like them, I'm trying to get a label deal, like how Master P started off. Like, everybody know when them No Limit CDs used to come out, you'll see Kane and Abel, Mystical Jank, the No Limit Squad Jank, the Beast by the Pound. Like, bro, you'll see all their mixtapes on deck and be like, man, when DJ coming out? But it's just like that man had his label ready. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Definitely came out, they had their label ready. When Quick Daddy started slipping flags, you know what I'm saying? They had their label ready. When Bun B and all them, UGK, like, everybody had their labels ready. Wu-Tang, like, 36 different artists, like, bro,
ready. You know what I'm saying? But each one of them stepped out on their own and did their thing independently to make their name known. It's hard for me to find a lot of independent artists that's serious. You see what I'm saying? It's like everybody said they're independent artists, but, bro, look at the OGs that was over top of us that was independent artists, and they knew how to unify together and make it for a label. So they got that big million-dollar deal. Rough Rider, DMX, look at his history now. But back then, yeah, bro, he put Eve on, he put goddamn Drag On on, like, bro, he put the locks on, like, he put all
yeah,
them on.
Hey, yeah, he helped put Swiss Beats on, shit, without DMX,
yeah.
He wouldn't be no Swiss Beats, you feel me?
Yeah,
well, just like, no, I be like, bro, I look up to people like them. Though I be like, I'm 30, I get ready to be 30 in March. So we're just like, ain't too many folks now that I looked up to then that's still really doing it now. And it's just like, I start to feel like from the music that's coming out now, like, bro, my generation dying off. And if don't nobody bring it back, then what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Just like, we're going to be forgot about, just like Marvin Gaye was forgot about, just like Al Green and Dwayne Brown was forgot about. Everybody going to be so on that stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? That tight jean, little boy shit.
Yeah.
I fucked that, man. I'm not
over
to that shit.
I ain't walking around in no tight jeans. You ain't forget about that shit.
Man, yeah. I used to walk around in my dickers and house shoes. Like, for real.
Yeah.
So, as far as up and coming artists, can you shed any light on what they need to be doing to acquire the opportunity to perform at shows and things like that?
Well, as far as the shows, it ain't nothing. It's just like, all you got to do is really get on the internet. It's just like, that's just the easy access. And it's just like, that's just the basic point to answer that question. It's like, once you get them shows, though, it's just like, are you ready as an artist when people come to you, ask questions, ask you to get off that stage? Or is your presence ready before you get on that stage, that before you hit that stage, people going to stop what they're doing just to see you perform? It's like when you walked in that building, did you have flyers all around the club? Did you have posters? Did you have them big banners? Did you got T-shirts? Or did you just walk in the club looking like another regular person that got on the mic? And then when you got off the mic, and did anybody know how to follow you? Did they know what your single was called? Do you got in the business card? Like, bro, how is anybody going to remember you once you get off that stage?
Hey, Jeff, man, we was just talking about that recently, Cat Daddy and me, about how artists, they go through all this trouble coming out with a tight video, spending thousands of dollars on it, you know, things like that, and then they don't even never put, like, a Twitter on the video. They don't put no phone number. They don't even put their name. I seen some stuff that said this is an artist or a group out of St. Louis. Didn't have no name, no number, or nothing, man. What are they thinking?
But see, at the end of the day, just like that, it's like a lot of people don't realize because they so caught up in what the industry wanted people to get caught up in. You feel me? And it's just like a lot of people so in tune to, I want to do what I see on TV. But see, me coming from a generation of, like I tell y'all, like, I fuck with y'all first. So I be like, bro, I come from a generation when I used to have to burn my mixtapes on Maxwell tapes and sit there and actually be like, okay, I want to make some 90-minute tapes. Or some 60-minute tape, or I stick some tissue in this person's tape so I could burn over his jank because that jank was whack when I paid for it off the stove. You know what I'm saying? Or I had to get my stuff on record just to get my jank clean because DJ was like, bro, I don't have no tape cassette in here. CDs won't know back then. So it's just like, bro, if you ain't had no record, you couldn't get your music played in the club. So it's just like, I came from where you had to grind to get your name known. Like, bro, we didn't have the internet. We had to do street work. We had to be out on the ground doing your stuff. So now that there's so much internet access, it make it so much easier now to get on. It's like, bro, I got to do is throw my mixtape on that pill, holler at a few DJs off the internet, tell them throw my singles on their mixtape, and my name known where we're at.
Yeah,
all I got to do is just make the money to get to your city. I can rent out a club once I get to your city. And if you a DJ to say you doing it like you doing it, bro, let's get money off this party once I come to your city for the weekend.
For sure. That's all you got to do now. It's easy now. Hey.
Yeah. You know, it is, but it ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's a long story behind that, man. I wish we had a lot more time that we could get into that. But don't even worry, World Men 10 is most definitely going to be back, and then we can get into that discussion right there. But, okay, so with that being said, man, what has been the most difficult part of your career so far, man? Finn?
You say that again? I couldn't understand you.
As an artist, so far, what has been the most difficult part of your career?
I'm going to say still, the most difficult part is, and still is getting the most support like I want. It's just like, and what I mean by that is because for me to be grinding, like, doing the music since I was 13 years old, like I said, bro, I'm getting ready to be 30 on March the 3rd. So that's 17 years of me dealing with a lot of uncles saying, bro, I'm trying to rap. Dealing with a lot of uncles that was promoters saying, like, man, can you put me on this show? Can you plug me in with this connect? And they just always overlooked it. So it's just like a lot of people look at you as the underdog. And then when you go out to different cities, it's like a lot of people will support you because they don't know you. They don't know your history. And it's just like the people that from my city that know my history, and it's just like, bro, you still don't want to support me? That it kind of hurt because it's just like, bro, I've been doing this for so long. I done invested a lot of money in you, and you gave up. I could have invested that money in myself.
Sure.
It's just like I always been trying to do a label deal ever since I started. I've been putting niggas on with street stuff and took charges, never snitched, and paid lawyers off and made sure we all got off.
No,
you
see
what I'm saying? So it's just like my history is more than music when it comes to it. And it's just like now I'm at the point like, bro, I got a family that is my priority. So it's just like I'm not going to be doing it forever. My young niggas, they eating now. So it's just like I sit back and guide them and be a manager for them and CEO of their company to make sure don't nobody fuck them over. But it just, I wish I could get more support before I get to the point where my daughter looking at me constantly like, daddy, texting me, and she's 7 years old like, daddy, why you got to go to work tonight? Why you got to do a show tonight? Why you can't take me to Chuck E. Cheese? Why you can't, you know what I'm saying, just stay at home? It's like, bro, I don't want to keep going through that with my daughter. And then imagine how my wife feels. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's trying to be the mama. I don't want them to go through the same thing I went through where my daughter don't know what it's like to have a father because I'm too caught up in my own life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let myself get caught up in trying to get the support of other people or waiting for people to keep it real with me and not keeping it real with my priorities. So it's just like, that's the most difficult part with me, basically, trying to tell myself, like, bro, stop worrying about what other people think and just focus on your family. And just sometimes I say, fuck your dream, bro. Just, like, you could, instead of putting all your money into all this music shit, bro, you could be doing some shit with your family.
For sure, man.
Straight up. Well, you know, like, we definitely support you, man. You know, you got worldwide support from Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio, and your boy DJ Cash from Banks, man. Before we let you go, man, I mean, man, we could go on all night, man. We got so much that we didn't get to cover with you. But before we get up out of here, man, any last words or final shout-outs you'd like to give to the people?
Man, just like I say, support is necessary to win. Like, a lot of people look at all the artists that's in the industry and y'all support them, but it's just the one that you really support the most is because you look and say back in 2001 is when they really started. And the artists I mean by like that, you look at Wayne, you look at God, you look at Jesus. The main three artists is out there now, Ross, 04, 05, between 2000 and early 2000s up until now, they done had 10-year run in the game. So it's just like they done did what they did now. You can support them. They can put their people on now. But don't forget about the person that was still there, you know what I'm saying, doing the same thing they was doing. Don't overlook them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of DJs need to stop trying to fuck niggas over and not putting out mixtapes, just telling them, yeah, bro, pressing up a whole lot of Facebook covers saying we dropping all these mixtapes and don't ever drop that shit and just asking for niggas send them money. You know what I'm saying? If our promoters stop fucking niggas over and asking them to pay all this money to come open up for your artist because you ain't got the money to pay for that artist to come to your city.
Straight
up. You want another artist to pay for that shit, like, bro, like, be real. It's like when you stop being real and stop trying to be an innocent person that you know you're not, that's when people get you respected. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play a fair with anybody that fuck with me the long way.
Sure.
So that's what I have people to remember. Tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, for all you callers, you can tune in to my Facebook page. You're going to hear I'm going to be in Las Vegas tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Turning up with DJ Casper. You know what I'm saying? We 2 cents up promotion. We worldwide, so y'all can listen to that as well. Shout out to everybody, man. Log in on Facebook, BLOCHOG. We stay turned up, never turned down.
Yeah,
For sure. And you going to hit them joints. Them joints going to stay in rotation here, so anytime.
Oh, yeah, Cat Daddy got a new mixtape in Red Draw with a few exclusive bangers on there.
Yeah, so music everywhere. Music everywhere. It's
hey, matter of fact, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely, y'all want to get in contact with Myth 10, Blackhawk ENT, holler at my man Cat Daddy, or, you know, you can holler at your boy DJ Casper Vinks. We'll link you directly to him. Hey, Myth 10, we definitely appreciate you taking time to come out tonight, man. We definitely got to salute you, and we're going to have to do a part two to this interview.
You know it. And I want to also send a salute to Miss Tree, because, you know, she be doing her damn thing for the Cashville. And I remember I heard her song on Cat Daddy's station, seeing the video, and like, damn, Shawty be going in on that joint. Like, man, everybody in the city was like, they want to fuck with her. And they're just like, I know, business-wise, I still haven't been having the time to get up with her and do a track yet. But if you still listening to Shawty, like, I still want to do that track with you. Like I said, like, that's my word. Like, I fuck with your style. I fuck with your grind. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to make that Tennessee connection with you. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. You already know, man. And if I can do anything to assist y'all with making that happen, I'm definitely here with you too, bro.
All
right, man. Salute, man. Thanks for coming out. Salute to all the Mill 10 supporters. Salute to you, Cat Daddy. Hey, Salute Underground Talk Radio. I definitely appreciate y'all allowing me to come through and co-host with y'all tonight. Shout out to all of our guests. Mad love to the Carolinas. Mad love all the way around the world. Get at your boy, 24-hour service, Coast to Coast Mixtape, 317-529-1309. Your boy DJ Casper Bing signing off. Salute.
Salute. You already know what it is, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. Hey, hit me up, 336-926-6386. You already know what it is, man. Hey, Mem 10 gonna let us ride out. Too much going on. You already know what it is.
Turn up, turn up. I got too much going on. I got too much going on.
Hey, turn up.
I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on.
Worry about someone else.
I said I came up from nothing,
did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on
to be worried about someone else.
I got too much going on.
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 I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on
to be worried about someone else.
So many folks that depend on me. If you take me out the picture, I wonder where they would be. Staying with my daughter, look up to me as a role model. My youngest taught me being down, cause I had to bend it like a phone. We take it to the side of town, I try to bring my squad on every show, just to get them out the hood and show them things they ain't seen before. I give them memories to look back at, take a moment to get away from the stress. My eye life might not be the best, but compared to the next, you still TV. But every day I wake up, turned up, ain't nothing changed. I've been the same way before I got the industry. I just never stepped their name on it, cause I'm on it. Folks to remember me, not for who I was signed with. Cause at the end of the day, for me, that you
turn up.
To me.
Turn up.
I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on
to be worried about someone else.
I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on to be worried about someone else.
I got too much going on.
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 From nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on.
Don't
be worried about someone else. I'm still out here doing me and taking care of the family. Selling CDs at my club and getting paid for my show. Doing features with industry artists up there, my ringtone. In the way folks been buying games, I'm trying to get a piece of that. Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, my neck.
I got music lined up for days,
cause that's just how I will raise. Never depend on someone to do something I can't do myself. I've been rapping all my life, I can't give up. I don't know nothing else, ain't enough time in the day for me to grind. That's why I say turn up, I don't never turn down. I motivate and educate my folks, even though I know some gon' hate. I'ma continue being a leader in this game and demonstrate.
I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on to be worried about someone else.
I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on
to be worried about someone else.
I got too much going on.
I got too much going on.
I got too much going on.
I got
lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. Who knows, one day they might say Nintendo's the greatest in the game. I remember when he started doing shows in Richmond, Maine. He put on for the city, motivated folks to get out their business. Took care of his wife and kid, he played it bad and kept it real. Won't just type this down, nobody. Always helping folks come up. He never asked no one for anything, was always giving back. Block Hall Music Awards, Apollo Night, he started that. Help artists shop for single deals and prepared them for the industry. I always pictured that he would be on top. He had the business mind to match the talent. Always told him once the right person hear him, then it's a wrap. Now look, he done took off. He still rapping Block Hall. Who turns up? I love my nigga. I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I got too much going on. I got too much going on. I got too much going on.